Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. News review. Morocco plays with the lives of those it has failed. Around 72,000 Moroccans surging into Spain's Ceuta enclave between the end of July and the beginning of August brought Europe's far right to a frenzy of condemnations referring to the temporary incursion as an, quote, invasion of military-age men, and warning that relaxed European policies towards migration would lead to, quote, rape and murder. Italy closed its border to Spain, asserting falsely for populist reasons that the migrants who had no way to reach the European mainland were about to spread all over Europe. This event was encouraged by Morocco for political reasons and praised by the Zionist Friends of Morocco's king, who has no problem playing with the lives and livelihoods of its Moroccan population, where half of those under 35 cannot find employment. Young people who protested for basic rights in 2025 are now risking drowning for a future Europe offers. At least 72 bodies were recovered on the Spanish side alone, with many drowning during the 5-kilometer swim from Fenedik. Most immigrants returned within days, and yet anti-Muslim far-right's narrative of hate against Islam and point scoring against their political opponents continues. Jordanians have had enough of the U.S. war on Iran. Controversy this week continues in Jordan since hundreds of politicians, lawyers, and academics signed an open letter demanding U.S. withdrawal, arguing the presence of some 4,000 U.S. troops on Jordanian soil, quote, exposes Jordan to security, political, and economic risks that serve no national interest. Earlier, on the 27th of July, 2026, Parliament erupted when MP Ali Khalaila proposed honoring 3 dead U.S. soldiers. MPs shouted him down, with one describing U.S. forces as a, quote, group of murderers. Iran's missile and drone attacks on U.S. forces is deepening the gap between the pro-U.S. monarchy and the noble people of Jordan, who see their country being dragged further into a shameful war. Jordan has experienced roughly 60 missiles and drone attacks targeting facilities on its soil associated with U.S. forces. North Korea denounces U.S.-led trilateral war exercises. In early August 2026, North Korea's state news agency, KCNA, published a military commentary condemning the U.S.-led RIMPAC exercise as a, quote, war rehearsal, and warning that it would deepen insecurity in the Asia-Pacific. KCNA argued that the increasingly prominent operational roles played by South Korea and Japan reflected Washington's effort to achieve what it described as, quote, absolute military hegemony in the region by shifting greater security responsibilities onto its 2 principal Asian allies. The commentary further warned that the emerging U.S.-Japan-South Korea, quote, trinity had, quote, crossed the red line, portraying trilateral military integration as a direct threat to regional stability. A day later, speaking via video link to a regional security conference in Kuala Lumpur, Admiral Samuel Paparo, commander of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, declared that, quote, we will not let any nation dominate this region, arguing that the U.S. seeks to preserve freedom of navigation, international law, and the sovereign rights of regional states. U.S. policy should be understood as a response to China's growing military and economic assertiveness and U.S. fears of losing their stranglehold upon China. Rare defeat for the, quote, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. A physician and a former Detroit health director, Abdel Sayed, won Michigan's Democratic Senate primary on August 5th, defeating Representative Haley Stevens despite more than $60 million in outside spending, much of it from, quote, pro-Israel organizations led by AIPAC. The result is widely being interpreted as one of the most significant setbacks yet for the Israel lobby's influence within the Democratic Party. AIPAC and its affiliated groups reportedly spent more than $30 million opposing El Sayed, who has been an outspoken critic of the Jewish state's war in Gaza and has called for ending unconditional U.S. military aid. Rather than weakening his campaign, the unprecedented spending became a central issue, with El Sayed portraying it as an attempt by wealthy outside interests to override local voters. Although AIPAC remains one of the most powerful lobbying organizations in the U.S., the Michigan result follows a series of recent challenges to AIPAC's influence. Several Democratic lawmakers have distanced themselves from the lobby, while growing numbers of candidates have campaigned on restricting arms transfers to Israel and opposing the Gaza war. Public debate over AIPAC's role has intensified as civilian casualties in Gaza have fueled criticism of U.S. policy. American voters are increasingly skeptical of unconditional support for, quote, Israel, and the floundering of U.S. policy in the Persian Gulf has led many to question U.S. support to the genocidal entity that AIPAC lobbies on behalf of.